football, you might, well, the Falcons won a game yesterday because on the last play they kicked a field
goal.
Yeah, okay. You throw a ball and you ask somebody to
catch it.
Mm-hmm. I threw the ball and he
caught it.
I have been fishing, but I haven't
caught anything.
Wait, let's meet in town. If I get there first, I'll
wait for you.
Mm-hmm. If you're about to punish a child, he might say to you, please, just give me one more
chance.
If somebody has a smile on his face and a pleasant word for everybody, you say, he seems to be in a good
mood.
Or if he can see the point of a joke, he has a good sense of
humor.
Uh-huh. And if you had termites, you might call the exterminators and say, come and get
rid.
Would you ever say get shut or get shet?
No, but there is an expression similar to that. So it means get shed of. S-H-E-D.
Oh, shed. Uh-huh. It's not shed, but it's shed.
I always thought it was.
Uh-huh. I don't know.
That's the way I would say it.
Yeah, that makes a lot more sense.
Right or wrong.
Get shut doesn't make any sense at all, but shed really would. Okay, you might say of a person, he didn't know what was going on, but he knew it all. Not necessarily that.
But he acted like he knew it all.
Or any other way of saying that, he...
Well, no, I don't know of any other way.
Okay. If somebody took your pencil and you came back and found it gone, you would say, who?
Who took my pencil, or who stole my pencil, or...
Any other slang words for stole?
Who gommed onto my pencil?
Who did what? I never heard that. Who did what to?
Gommed on.
Does that mean stole?
Glommed on.
Glommed on.
Glommed onto my pencil.
There's
no limit to these slang terms.
You're enriching my vocabulary. Do you have any more? A prime dictionary entry there. What, do you have any idea what that word comes from?
No.
Hmm. That's really curious. I wonder if that one's turned up anywhere else. Well, if talking about recollecting things, you might say, well, you must have a better memory than I do because I sure don't.
I don't remember it.
Mm-hmm. I have just blanked him a letter.
I have just written him a letter?
Yesterday he...
wrote me one.
And tomorrow I will.
Write him one.
And I expect to get an...
I expect to get an answer soon.
And when you put the letter in the envelope, you do what to the front of it?
You address it.
Do you know an older term for that? Did you ever hear back the letter?
Yeah, but that means to put your return address on it, don't it?
I don't know. What is that term? What was the term?
Backed.
Mm-hmm. That's the return. That would make sense. If you put it on the back of... Do you put it on the back of the envelope?
Usually.
Mm-hmm.
But now, most of them have it printed up in the upper left-hand corner.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The return address.
Okay. Uh-huh. If a little boy has learned something new and you want to know where he learned it, you say to him, who?
Who told you that?
Oh, you want to know where he learned it. You ask who?
Taught you that.
Mm-hmm. What would you call, what would one child call another child who ran and told mama on him?
A tattletale.
Okay. Would you ever use that for an adult?